spirit, which operates beyond the intellect in the higher realm, the spiritual realm. The gifts of the Spirit come out of the spiritual realm. The spirit of a man can receive revelation before his intellect becomes involved. Quite often, I have known something in my spirit, but was unable to put it into words. It was real and strong in my spirit before my intellect could grasp it. Some of the things I'm sharing in this book became a reality in my spirit several years ago, but it took time for that to be transferred from my spirit to my intellect in order for me to be able to share it with others. The Apostle John received many things by revelation into his spirit. He wrote, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." 1 John 4:4. He didn't say, "Maybe you'll overcome one of these days." He said, "You have already overcome, because the greater one is inside you." This revelation was transferred from God's spirit to John's human spirit. John said, "You should prosper, even as your soul prospers." Your soul must embrace prosperity. A prosperous soul will produce a prosperous image inside you. In the 5th chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus approached a crippled man at the pool of Bethesda and said to him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" Verse 6. That seems a strange thing to say to a man who is crippled. The man had been lying there for years, waiting for the troubling of the water, so he could go down into the water and be healed. He wanted to be healed, but Jesus asked him, "Will you be made whole?" The first thing the man did was to begin talking about his problem. "Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." Verse 7. Jesus was trying to get him to speak his faith, but the man zeroed in on the problem instead. A desire to prosper. Do you have a will to prosper? Before you can obtain true prosperity, there must be a desire within you. Proverbs 13:12 says, "When desire cometh, it is a tree of life." This verse can be interpreted two ways. One, when the thing you desire comes, it is the tree of life. Two, when desire is in you, it is a tree of life. I believe the second is the correct interpretation. In other words, the thing you desire is the thing you will pray and the thing you will say. You will speak in line with your desire, and faith comes by hearing. Romans 10:17. Jesus said, "What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." Mark 11:24. He said, "Believe you receive the things you desire, not the things you already have." If your soul is not prospering, you will have a bad image, an image of failure and defeat or sickness. Several years ago, I was having problems both financially and physically. Because I had an image of failure inside me, I saw everything I did as a failure. I often said, "It doesn't make any difference what I do. Nothing will work out anyway." I was disgusted with life because of a bad business deal. I had put out a fleece before God, as Gideon had done. It worked with Gideon, but when I did it, I really got fleeced. Jesus said when he went away, he would send another comforter to teach you all things. John 14:26. Guide you into all truth and show you things to come. John 16:13. We don't have to use fleeces today. The Spirit of truth abiding in us will teach us. When the desire to prosper comes from God's Word, it is truly a tree of life. Then God's Spirit reveals direction. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Proverbs 16:1. Religious tradition, enemy of success. A friend of mine, Gary Garner, was with me in a church in Canton, Ohio a few years ago. I had him give a short testimony. Gary told how he and his wife had been believing God for new furniture for their home. He said, "We believed it so strongly that we just gave away all our furniture." Then he explained, "I'm not saying you should do that, because in a sense, we were like Peter. We jumped out of the boat before we were ready. So we sat on the floor for 3 months. When people came to visit, they had to sit on the floor too." Gary said he appreciated his friends because they didn't feel sorry for poor Gary and buy furniture to give him. They let him believe his way out of it. Finally, the money came in and they got new furniture. After the meeting, a fellow came up to Gary and said, "Brother, you know, I got old ragged furniture."